Greetings, aliens. It is me, your one and only host, Miss Ella Sanchez of the Nadie Preguntó podcast, because truly nobody asked for this podcast whatsoever, but I'm having a blast. I hope you are too. So many things in this episode today, ladies and gents. A lot of things. And if I were to get into every single thing of this episode, believe me, this episode would not even be an hour. It would probably be a solid day-long episode, let alone maybe a lot longer, for sure. But I'm going to get into that in a little bit. If you are new here, hi, welcome. I hope that you enjoy this episode or any of my other ones. You have a lot to catch up on. There are just so many things you should listen to right now. But if you're here listening, you should probably finish this episode because you should really check it out. Solo digo nomás, you know, I just had a cuacua, if you know, you know. Yeah, I'm cramping a bit, you know, just girly things, truly, just girly things. But yeah, if you're new, hi, welcome. Welcome to the aliens. I hope that you were here to stay for the mothership. And you have a lot to catch up on, like I said. You should really get on that after this episode. This episode, you can listen to like 5 other ones. I have a total of 4 seasons. You should probably listen to at least one. Or all of them. Highly recommend all of them. But if you are tuning back in, then hey, babe. Hope you're doing well. I don't know what else to say. I hope that if you're making a tea right now, hope that it's bomb. If you're making coffee right now and some breakfast or brunch, hope that's going well for you. If you are in the car and you chose me of all the people and things to listen to, I'm honored. I really am. When I feel like people listen to podcasts in the car, I feel like that's like, you know, you're the chosen one. I could have listened to anything, but I chose a podcast. Like, I won. So if you choose me for your podcast needs, just know that I love you, babe. Just know that. But regardless, this episode is going to be quite long, so just get ready to sit back. This is definitely not a cruising, like, and not like kind of doing errands in the house meanwhile cleaning and kind of episode. Maybe this is kind of like your episode where you drink some tea, like rot on your couch or your bed before bed, maybe not bed, but you know, just relaxing. A Sunday episode, if you will, hence why I upload on Sundays, where you can relax and simmer on some stuff. But This intro is really long. I'm not going to get too much into it anymore, but I love you all. See you on the other side. And we're back, my fellow aliens. Hi, how are we? I just had to place my dinner order right now. I'm going to move my mic a little bit. So, hi. Not like you needed to know that. You didn't ask. But regardless, hi. I'm back. I'm going to just get into this episode before I even start the inspirations, though. Before I get into the whole deal of why I'm doing this episode, you already know if you've already listened to me 1,000 times. Listen. Before I even begin, I will be talking about, just a trigger warning, very important, suicide today. So if that's not something you want to touch upon today, I understand completely. And this is like your very important notice to let you know, if you do not wish for that, don't want to listen to that. I completely understand. Trigger warning, content warning. I'm just putting that forward. But other than that, let's move along. If you decide to listen, which I greatly appreciate, and if it's not for you, I totally respect that. But let's just get into today's episode with the inspirations, and there's a lot of cars coming by. It's really bothering me. Anyways, so you've read the title, and today's title and episode is going to be The Patriarchy Has Failed Men Itself, the very men that was built on, I believe. So the inspiration for today's episode is, one, I was on Twitter just tweeting my most unhinged shit I could think of, as if you do follow me on there, I don't apologize in advance. If it's too unhinged for you, sweetie, you can always just mute me or unblock or unfollow me or block me. I'm not fazed if you do that. I'm not. You're going to be missing out on the best tweets of your life. But who am I to do such judgment? But okay, I really need this sound of life to stop making noises. And I literally close the window, so I don't know what the deal is. But anyways, enough about me getting distracted. So I was on Twitter tweeting the most weird, unhinged shit, now that Elon Musk owns it and he's like, free speech. I'm like, you say less? All right. It's about to be all filling tweets in this, if you know, you know. Anyways, but there was this episode I saw literally yesterday. I'm recording this on Friday. I saw it yesterday on Thursday. And it's of this woman who is, it's her, her 17-month-old kid and her hubby or boyfriend, I don't know which one, just someone that she's with, involved with. I don't know. I really don't know the details of who these three people are. That's how social media is, though, right? You just see like a whole family and you're like, oh, didn't need to know all that, but I learned this against my will, truly. That's how I feel about every situation online. I find things out of literally pure, just out of my will. And so it was a video of this woman and her kid that just kept waking up in the middle of the night more than 10 times. Like, literally, I think it was a total of maybe like almost 20 times that one kid woke up in the middle of the night. And in my head, the framing of the video is like, it's like black and white, and it's like the mom on the left, the kid in the middle, and then the guy at the very right. They're in bed, they're trying to relax, and I don't know who recorded it, to be honest with you. I don't know the backstory of this. I just saw it, and people were like, oh, hell no, and I was like, I agree. This child was waking up more than 10 times in one night. To be honest with you, this is one of the reasons why I don't want to have kids. And also, this episode is not really a spinoff nor sequel or anything to my last two episodes, but it does have something to do with men involved with, you know, being fathers and providers and shit like that, which I will be debunking today in this episode. So if that's not really for you, this is also another moment that you can check out and dip. You should pay me though, but you can just dip, I guess. I don't know. But you should pay me, just saying. But and in this whole video I'm seeing, it's of this man, this woman, and this child. Not once did that man do anything. And a lot of men were like, oh my god, it's because he had to get up and go to work, blah, 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 blah. He needs to sleep, blah, blah, blah. When will you men be free from the provider mentality? Oh, goodness. I would love to see the day y'all are free from the shackles of providing. And I don't think I'll probably be 85 and y'all will still be on that, nah, you gotta provide, blah, blah, blah. Ooh, wait until y'all find out that that's not the only thing you have to provide is finances. Ooh, who's gonna tell the men that the only thing that they also have to provide is not just finances, but emotional everything. So we'll get into that today, of course, though. Yeah. But, and it's time, also the second thing, it's time that someone talks about, like, about this topic aside from just Justin Baldoni, the only man that I have seen and publicly talk about mental health, publicly talk about his issues and struggle as a man, publicly talk about the struggles he went through being, you know, the most, like, good-looking guy. He was on Jane the Virgin, the CW network show. I love that show. It's on Netflix, in case you want to check that show out. I'm a big TV show enthusiast, so if you're one of me, you're just like me, and you want to check out a new show, if you haven't seen Jane the Virgin, I highly recommend. It's on Netflix, and Justin Baldoni is also one of the main characters in this show. I'm not going to spoil it for you if you've never seen it, but if you have, you already know who Justin Baldoni is. He plays Rafael Solano, retired playboy, ends up being a baby daddy to two women that he's never had sex with. I will leave it at that if you want to check it out. But basically, Justin Baldoni, that man has been more than ever public about his issues as a man. He has a podcast called Man Enough. I would die to be on the podcast, let alone even just see the man record it, to be honest. I'm a huge fan of Justin Baldoni, and I know that's kind of interesting because it's like he also has a TED Talk where he talks about toxic masculinity and how it affected him growing up, affected him and his marriage, him and his wife's personal relationship, like everything else in between. And just when they were dating, all that jazz. So if you also want to check out his information, I will be linking all of his info. Not like he even needs me to do that. Like, he does not need me to do that. I'm just a really big fan of Justin Baldoni. I think that man is a great role model for just any man, let alone person. Especially for men, since this episode is mainly talking about men and how the patriarchy does not benefit them. The very men that built it does not benefit whatsoever in this time in life. But, and also just the patriarchy is fucking stupid. Just want to put that out there. And now I move on to my disclaimer, because apparently some men are more sensitive to others than others. But disclaimer, though, obviously, Yes, I am a woman. I identify as a woman. I am a straight woman. I like men. And I actually am aware. I'm fully aware that no matter what I say, no matter what I research, no matter what I Google away, it does not compensate, nor does it equate to how I will ever know what patriarchy feels like from a man's point of view. I just can only talk about how it's affected me in negative ways more than positive. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't think there's ever been one person that's benefited from patriarchy. And if they have, congratulations. Like, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you if that's true. But yeah, I don't think I've ever met one person, not just women, but any person that has benefited from patriarchy in any positive light. And if you are one of those people, please hit my line. I want to know how. I want to know if it's even possible to have a positive experience at all with patriarchy, for real. Which I don't think there is, but... And yeah, I'm aware that I will be able to talk about this and not really experience it. But I can only talk about how patriarchy has negative affected me and the men I've dated and the relationships I've built. And the women I've met that are the pick-me's of the world, you know who you are. But then again, the patriarchy is quite literally why men refuse to speak on the topic of mental health and bettering themselves, or just seeing the world other than being hunters and providers. Like, this is in the fucking before Christ ages, bitch. There's a lot that's different. Let's come out of that mentality. And, men refuse to speak on this topic. Like, in order for the patriarchy to fully die, to fully go extinct, and I have made an episode of why the patriarchy needs to die. I'm not gonna lie to you, I don't really remember what I said in that episode. It was a really long time ago. I'm back in season one. You should probably listen to it if you're, you know, honestly. But the patriarchy just quite literally needs to die. But men refuse to talk about it because they don't feel safe to, which is understandable. I'm going to give the men of the world the benefit of the doubt in this episode, because not everything is on them. Not everything is their fault. Not the way they were brought up is not their fault. To be honest with you, it's not. Like, the way anyone was brought up in this life, it is not their fault. All the trauma you went through, if you're a man listening to this, if you're a woman listening to this, if you identify as non-binary, whatever the case may be, all the shit you went through in this life was not your fault. If you made those terrible decisions, okay, yeah, own up to that. Own it. It's okay to do that. It's okay to make the stupid mistakes, because we all do them. You're literally not a robot. Like, you're not Elon Musk. Like, you're not a Tesla. Like, you are allowed to make the mistakes. But everyone knows that the traumas you have dealt with that are not even your fault, it is unfortunately the responsibility of the person that has dealt with it to deal with it. Unfortunately. And I can't lie to you. I really wish it wasn't the case. Do you think I really wanted to... I tried calling a new therapist today. Bravo to me. And when I tell you I was on that phone call, I was like, listen, girl, I like your vibe and I'm down to work together. I just want to get this shit over with. I just want to get this trauma out of my fucking life, move away to Miami and never see this place again. That's kind of where I'm going for. Okay. I will rob it. No, actually, let me not rob something. I'm just kidding, IRS. I do pay taxes, I promise. You can check that out on my 2020 and 2021 and all that jazz, IRS. You can check that out for yourself. But yeah, the patriarchy is quite literally why men refuse to come forward about this topic. I'm just going to say that. And if no one wants to talk about it, if no man wants to talk about it for whatever the reason may be, I guess the women have to. And that one Justin Baldoni in the world. I guess just us in this case. So, and also this patriarchy is the reason why men refuse to admit that this patriarchy is literally killing them physically, emotionally, mentally, and all that in between. So whether you want to accept it or not, you can go Google it. It's a real thing. I'm not going to sit here and provide you all the information, because whether you believe the patriarchy is, you know, has a purpose or not, I'm here to tell you that it really doesn't. Just want to put that out there. It has no purpose. It does not serve anyone except men. It really just puts a damper on women, and let alone anyone that identifies as a woman. It is fearful for the LGBTQ+ community. It is fearful for anyone that isn't a white straight man. I'm just going to put that out there. If you don't know that, well, baby, you have a lot to learn today and a lot to Google after this episode if you choose to stick with it. But now we dive into the topic of today, the hottest topic that isn't so hot, the patriarchy. And you may be wondering, what is it? Well, baby, let me just tell you now, you are living it. I am living it. You listening to this is living it. And everyone else in the world is living it. So let's get into that in case you've been living under a rock of what the patriarchy actually is. So according to lovely Google, she's going to be my bestie today. The patriarchy, a system of society or government in which the father or eldest male is head of the family and descent is traced through the male line, or two, a system of society or government in which men hold the power and women are largely excluded from it. And lastly, patriarchy, a society or community organized on patriarchal lines. And if you've been living under a rock, you already know what this is. If you haven't, then hey girl, congratulations. You can read and listen and Google. And for the men that's listening, they may describe, and listen, I'm not going to assume, but I kind of have an idea that their version of patriarchy means different. And it may mean something different to them on how they were grown or how they were raised and who raised you. I'll let y'all simmer on that. If you're a man listening to this, I want you to take a minute to think about what it means to you as a man, because it's basically based about you guys. So you should take a minute to think about what it means for you. What's your definition of it and why you may think that? And I'm not saying any other way is wrong unless it is literally violence against people, let alone women. So yeah, I'm going to say that's pretty wrong. But if not, then let y'all simmer on that. Let you think about it. But you're probably like, oh my God, yeah, I know what patriarchy is, girl. Like everyone does. I'm like, well, actually, what you didn't know though is, when was patriarchy introduced? When? Cuando? Now you're probably thinking, girl, just get with it. And I'm like, I know. But anyways, according to JSTOR, which finally, by the way, you guys, since I do a little bit of research before for certain things I want to input in certain episodes and why I put them in, I finally have a reliable source for this. So I'm so fucking excited, because every time I've done like research or mini research for like any other topic I've done in the past few episodes I've done these past few weeks, I'm not gonna lie, every time I looked up, oh, when was like, you know, the nuclear family introduced? They're like, actually, it's like this area, but also it was like BC. So I'm like, girl, what is it then? Like, which is it? So finally, there's a reliable source, JSTOR. Shout out to JSTOR. We love her. She's a academic journal, so a lot of love those. I know all my professors do. So according to JSTOR in this article, which I will be linking below, and everything I'm going to be talking about today, as you already know, link below in the description box, like a YouTuber. So when was the patriarchy introduced according to JSTOR? Briefly, Gerda Lerner, she is a, well, I should probably mention who she is first before reading this excerpt. So Gerda Lerner, she's an Austrian-born, and she's an American historian and a women's history author. She's also written some plays, some films, etc. She did pass in 2013, so may she rest in peace. But this is her information and evidence she brought to the table for patriarchy being introduced. So according to JSTOR and Lerner, briefly, Lerner argues that the biological differences proved basic for an early gender division of labor, and that once agriculture began, this gave men the opportunity to seize control. Quote, elders came to dominate over, quote, juniors and men over women in a lineage society that included patrilineal kinship and the exchange of women. This puts the origin of patriarchy in the 8000 to 3000 BC period, which early agriculture yielded a surplus and the beginnings of militization. God, it's gonna be linked when you want to look up that word, because it's a military, it's like military but without the Y. It's like military sanation helped males, I don't know why I added the, helped males to seize control of the surplus and the main producers of labor power, women. Huh. I know what you're thinking, babe. It's time you start reading again. It's time you expanded your vocabulary. Yeah, I know. But I don't read, so I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm probably not gonna start. So, but yeah, so there's that. So roughly the time period was 8,000 to 3,000 BC. But actually some, when I was reading this, because it was a really short, like, journal, which usually they're like 100 pages long, so I was like kind of in shock. I was very excited. But it even goes farther back than 8,000 BC, according to some archaeology, that, the study of the past. Yeah, that. Archaeological. Boom. Okay, I'm sorry. This is a very serious episode. I'm trying my best. But yeah, archaeologist. I had it. I lost it. Okay. But those people and the evidence provided during that time that Lerner presented herself actually was that even the evidence shows that, like, there was still order in classes formed even before that. So it could even be going farther back in time. But yeah, the more you know. Roughly it's been 8,000 BC. 8,000 to 3,000 BC. So there is that. And yes, to move on. Aside from me making real life typos. please ignore that. Please ignore my mishaps. Just forgive me. But yes, we have advanced as a society. Astronomically, like, way beyond compared to 8,000 to 3,000 BC to present day. I really want you to even try and fathom how long that has been. For the math geeks listening to this, please do that math, because I clearly can't. I don't do math. I don't read very well, clearly, but I am literate. Crazy. But yeah, I really want people to fathom, or attempt to even imagine, 8,000 to 3,000 BC to present day, how long that has been, how much shit we all went through as a society, our ancestors, your ancestors, mine, yours, ours, all that jazz, what they had to go through, and that bloodline of yours and everyone else involved to make the world it is today, and then have you in that process, in that crazy mist, or that crazy midst of bloodline. So, sit on that for a second, all right? Because when I read that shit, I was like, huh, interesting. And yes, we have astronomically improved on what has been. I would say present day, it's better than it will probably ever get. But, there's always a but. Just the way, like, feminism is, we've advanced so much. And yet, every time you advance, there's always a new issue that continues to sprout. And that's the same way with the patriarchy. It has gotten better. I won't lie. I'll admit it. And I know a lot of men listening to this will agree with me. It has gotten better. But also, it has a new face. It has new issues that are presented. But the one issue that continues to remain, at least more than ever than any other issue that we see in this life, the toxic masculinity trope that continues to ruin lives of multiple men and how they treat others in their midst and other people that they deal with or in relationships with, friendships, etc. Now, yes, men are aware that women can make money and have their own careers. Yes, men are aware that women are their own people and they are not property. Yes, men are aware that women do not owe them anything. And the list can go on, yo. But, there's always a but. There are many holes to this. Unfortunately. Now, there are still men living with the ideals of how they were raised. Is that necessarily a bad thing? Only when it becomes detrimental to the people around them. Let's say a man was raised by women primarily, Let's just say that. Let's say that he was raised in a matriarchy. Let's go with that. And he has seen his sisters, his mother, the women in his life, etc., go through the shit they have been through. And seeing that from a man's point of view, I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. I think that men that were raised by women, they at least understand what a period is. At least they know that, okay? And if you are a grown man in this day and time that was primarily raised by men, let's go with the other direction, a total patriarchy, total patriarchal home. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. It's gonna take him a little longer to know what a period is. And that's okay. Not judging. I'm just gonna use a period example because one, I'm on it, and two, some of y'all really are too old, too grown to be grossed out by a period. Because let's be honest, totally off topic for a minute. If you're a straight heterosexual person, especially if you're a heterosexual man and you want to engage with heterosexual women, you're gonna have to rely on that cycle, bro. Like, if y'all are gonna get down with the dance and no pants, then I'm gonna tell you now. You're gonna have to rely on that cycle. Download the Flow app. Keep up. All right, why do I gotta calculate it? Why can't you calculate it for me? How about you be like, I think honestly, like the sexiest thing any man could do is probably be like, oh, babe, I know your period's coming up. If you're down, you know, we can do that. If not, that's cool. But like, you know, Oh, that's funny. I'm so funny, y'all. Anyways. But back to the seriousness. Listen, there are men that still live with the ideals of how they were raised. Not essentially a wrong thing. It's not. It only becomes wrong if it's how they justify being shitty people. That's the only way that is incorrect. There are people from different worlds that come from different backgrounds. That's literally what makes us human beings. Like, that's why we are all different. We can go through something similar to someone else. The similar experience, a mutual experience, but that does not mean you can justify that to be a dickhead. Now, I hate to be the bearer of bad news for the men of the world. I hate to be. And no, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt that it's not always their fault. Most of the time, it's not. The men and or people in your life that raised you to believe that women and overall the people around you are inferior to you, should make less money than you, shouldn't belittle you, should treat them like they're infants, treat them like children, treat them like men and don't strip them of that. Should not have emotion, should not feel sad, should be violent, blah, 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 blah. That is incorrect, all of it. If you were raised to believe, let's say, just a mini trigger warning, content warning, let's say you grew up seeing abuse in your home, physical especially, and seeing that, and no one telling you that's incorrect, and you grow up to see that and relive it and repeat the cycle, yeah, that's incorrect. That's detrimental. That is something where you would need therapy for, let alone help. And unfortunately, someone's gonna have to tell you that by suffering through it. So, simmer on that. I'm talking about those kind of mentalities. There are men out there that are completely normal. Completely. And the whole men is trash shit, I agree. But also, men are, quote, considered trash because they were raised to think in a most toxic, patriarchal way. It is not your fault for how you are raised. It is not. It is your responsibility as a human being, not just for men, but as a human being, to shift away from that mentality, meet other people with different mentalities, go to college, meet different people in your workforce, and make new friends that have different mentalities than you, and think, is that really the most proper way to live life in the most patriarchy way? I don't think so. That is how life works. You meet new people, you take into account what they've been through, what they believe in, and then you make your own decisions up to that. That is quite literally how the human connection works. Like, that's quite literally how it works. So, just want to put that out there. I'm just saying, I'm not accusing men of anything, but how they were raised, that's not their fault. It isn't. It really isn't their fault. Like, it's not. I just want to put that out there for all the man-hating people, especially me. But it's not their fault. And I think it does take some time to realize that it isn't their fault. But if you continue to stay in those ways and not correct yourself, when you know something is wrong, when you know something is morally wrong and incorrect, and you choose to still live that way, then yeah, I'm not going to be so forgiving and understanding about that either. No way. I don't care. You should know better. And we all need to expand our horizons. We're all not perfect people. I'm not perfect. You listening to this is not perfect. No one around you is. And the closest thing to perfection doesn't even exist either, y'all. Doesn't. So, it's the truth. I'm sorry, you guys, but it's just true. Like, I don't know what to tell y'all, but in that era of kind of that era of life where you take the morals and values and beliefs that you were raised with, you gotta challenge that a bit. You gotta challenge that a bit. I grew up seeing my father, quote, not even the man of the house. He wasn't. In actuality, in technical terms, you could say that because he did bring the finances home. But wait until y'all find out as men that that's not the only thing you should be providing. Oh, I know y'all not ready to hear me say this, but I hate to break it to y'all men, but providing finances is just not enough. I have met men that would rather pay the shit I like. They would rather pay for the things I like. They'd rather pay for the dress I send them. They're like, oh, I can send you the money for that. I can send you that. Baby, I'm asking if I would look good in this. I'm not asking you for to pay. I'm not asking you to pay for it. It's like, what, $150? I can pay for that shit myself. Done and done. And I have, and I will. But right now I'm asking you, as the guy I'm speaking to, the guy I'm romantically, potentially interested in, and I'm asking you, hey, should I get this? Do I need this? Do I look hot in this? Would I look hot in this? Your response has got to be, yes. I'm not asking you to pay for it. I am asking you, am I gonna look good in this? Do you wanna see me in this? And if you don't, give me some suggestions. Be like, you know what? I like that color, but honestly, is there like a, maybe like a, an ivory? Y'all need to expand your horizons a bit, like for real. So I'm not asking for finances. And the most very popular common example right now, the most common talk of the town is Kim and Kanye. Now listen, you guys, I'm not gonna speak on them too much because honestly, it is not my damn business. Miss Kim K doesn't care. Kanye doesn't care. No one cares. But I'm gonna use this one example. When Miss Kim was talking about why she decided to divorce Kanye, it was because she wanted someone that wasn't business. She wanted someone to have hikes with her, to make her laugh, to, you know, the most common cliche examples. Like, the second a man says, or no, a second a woman says, I really want a man that is there for me emotionally. Y'all have a hissy fight. Y'all have a hissy fight. Y'all lose your shit. And the reason for that is the patriarchy has trained you and trained the world to believe that men are only good for providing finances. And I'm here to tell you that that is so wrong. If men were taught to be more emotional, caring, in touch with their human ability to feel said feelings and emotions, don't you think this place would be a lot happier? Don't you think this world would be a lot happier? Don't you think that more work environments would see that and be like, you know what? Actually, I don't want to work today. I want to go be with my kid today. Not a crime to do that either. But here we are, living in this patriarchy that history keeps repeating itself, of men being instilled with the mentality to be providers. Financial providers above all else. I have had men offer to pay me anything, for anything I wanted. I have had that. And is that a common example? Yeah. It's not a crime either. I'm not saying wanting to pay for the woman that you're with is a crime. Uh-uh. No. But what I am saying, though, is that, okay, are you going to provide for me financially if I want something and take care of me when I'm on my period, like crying in bed, dying, bleeding? Like, are you going to do that for me? No, you're not going to do that for me. Men would rather pay your bills than be there for you financially. No, wait. Huh? Whoopsies. Wrong term of words. Men would rather pay your bills than be there for you emotionally and physically and mentally. That's literally how it is. That's really how it is. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, y'all, but that's the truth. And that's why the patriarchy is such a terrible place. Because if the patriarchy was raised on the ideals of prioritizing family, loved ones, and friendships and relationships, and then finding a way to balance the money part, which, by the way, many countries have already adopted. Do you not know how happy New Zealand is? They have a woman prime minister. And that woman is ripped to shreds daily for her actions. Do you not know how much happier the world would be if the world was built on the foundation of family, loved ones, and money coming in between that in a healthy way? Yeah, the world would be a lot more of a pleasant place. And I'm going to use one example, aside from Kim and Kanye. There was this friend of my father's, his mother. So my dad's friend's mom. Okay. I met him when I was maybe, when I just moved back to California, when I was maybe about 13, 12, very young. I was really young. And I think my dad had a different office in Sherman Oaks, downtown. I don't remember where, but it was an older office. And his friend would also work with him on and off, and they were also very close. His mom was the type of woman to truly believe, and the very old-fashioned motto, that if her man was out in the streets late at night cheating, she would justify that and be like, oh, like, that's just how men do. That's what men do. They can't help themselves. Baby, if you do that shit now, For any monogamous person, that's a no-go. That goes for just anyone. That's a no-go. If you are built for marriage, if you love the idea of being with one person, no monogamous person, let alone man, let alone woman, would let that shit slide. I know I wouldn't. Girl, the day I found out my man cheated on me, he's gone. I put his stuff on the street myself. I'll hire a U-Haul for me to get that shit out of my house. Hell no. Listen, that's the shit that should not be normalized. And all previous generation have normalized that shit too much. And I know there are some other stories of those type of old-fashioned women that exist amongst our own grandparents. I've never met mine, but I'm talking about you guys that have grandparents. I don't know which ones. I've never met mine. Don't feel sad for me. I just never met them. They passed before I could meet them. But my point. I know that my mom has told me all the stories about her barrio in Peru, all right? And y'all normalized way too much shit for me back in that time. That's why anytime someone says, I miss the old generation. No, the fuck you don't. No, the music was not that good for you to go back in that time. Everyone says that for the reason of music. No, you can go on Spotify and listen to that music originally. All right? You don't need to go back in time to live through that, to listen to it. No, you do not. Stop saying you want to live in the older generation. You don't. You do not. I know for a fact you wouldn't last one day, let alone an hour. Stop lying. Stop trying to lie. God. Don't be lying like that. I know you guys are lying when y'all say that. Sorry. I don't have patience for people. I've met people like that. Hell fucking no. No, you're wrong. But now, this is where, if you have been listening and you wish to stop now or take a break, I understand. But this part of the episode is going to be talking about suicide, and it is a trigger warning. So if you wish to click off, I completely understand. or if you clicked off earlier, you were coming listening to Bits and Pieces. Respect that as well. But I will be going forward. So the trigger warning and conversation now, on a more serious note, is going to be suicide. And according to the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention, the AFSP, here are some facts about suicide in 2020 that are not COVID-19 related. So I was looking into this and I wanted to know, because I have heard the statistic about men being more likely, depending on the year, a couple more times likely to take their own lives than women. And now, so according to the AFSP, the additional facts about suicide in the US, and this will be linked as well in case you want to check that out and read for yourself, or if anyone else that you know is going through this, or if you personally are, I'll be linking all that information below. So additional facts about suicide in the US. So the age adjusted suicide rate in 2020 was 13.49 per 100,000 individuals. 2. The rate of suicide is highest in middle-aged white men. 3. In 2020, men died by suicide 3.88 times more than women. 4. On average, there are 130 suicides per day. 5. White males accounted for 69.68% of suicide deaths in 2020. 6. In 2020, firearms accounted for 52.83% of all suicide deaths. And lastly, 7. 93% of adults surveyed in the U.S. think suicide can be prevented. And how is that, you guys? Letting go of the fucking patriarchy. Holy shit. If you don't see these stats now, if you don't hear me out and think that the patriarchy is not the number one reason, also, what causes men to do all this and to end their lives, then you are mistaken. Men put their life on the line and lose because they were instilled to believe that the patriarchy and the toxic masculine ways, the toxic masculinity ways of life, were the answer. Meanwhile, they were going through personal things that they can never talk about, because their own fucking patriarchy that these men have built ancient years ago doesn't even allow them to do that. They are belittled. They are torn apart. They are humiliated for speaking on things that hurt them. I even saw one time on Twitter, somebody posted a screenshot of a TikTok of, yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I saw the guy I was talking to cry and it made me think he was less of a man. Ooh, you guys, let me just tell you guys. If you are those type of people to be like, oh yeah, mental health. Yeah, mental health, for sure, I totally agree. And then do some shit like that, you are not about it. You are not, you are doing it as a quirky little trait. Men are 3.88 times more likely from 2020 stats to commit suicide compared to women. And you feel the need to not hear them out, because the very own patriarchy that these men have built have prevented them from allowing to do so. And the second a man feels that he needs to be honest and come forward and speak on the things he has been through, because he finally feels that he can trust you and that you have shown him care, affection, love, and he comes forward with all the things he has dealt with, all the feelings he has, all the emotions he has built in his life, which is a very rare deal for men to do that. So for them to finally come forward, be vulnerable, and for you, anyone, to come and be like, yeah, that didn't make me think that he was less of a man. you're going to fucking hell. I'm just saying, you're going to hell. And that goes for not just men and women together. I'm talking about relationships with people, friendships, dating, whatever the case may be. And you come forward being vulnerable with someone, and it took you a while to get there because you obviously had to build a sense of trust. Duh, that's any human foundational relationship, whether it's dating or not. That's how we as humans are. Psychology 101. If you're interacting with someone and for some reason they act a little different than you, or the way they say things and the tone that they say things isn't really for you, or they are, you know, and then all of a sudden we come forward and you finally are able to trust this person, and you come forward saying what you want to say about the traumas you've been through, the emotions you suffer, the you know, the shit you have been through that has made you who you are, and for someone to turn around and be like, yeah, that was kind of pussy shit, I don't know. Yeah, you're going to fucking hell for that shit. That is also why men, not only just patriarchy, but the patriarchy has also affected, you know, women negatively to thinking that they are only good for providing you finances. And listen, I'm not saying that women wanting a financially stable man and that's it to finally, you know, to financially support her, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But yes, you got to be honest about that. You got to own up to that shit. And for, if you want to have a strictly financial friendship and relationship with a man, you both have to come to agreement. Because if you clearly see that this man is in love with you or interested in you that way in romance, and you're over here like, I don't know. That's some like thing you do in your 20s, not when you're in your big ass ages at like 30 and above. All right. It's not a crime to want a financially rich man. It's not. And if, hey, there are men out there that really want to be treated like shit, that's fine. You know, if you want to do that, go off, I guess. There really is a niche for on the internet. It exists. Anything that you can think of exists in a niche somewhere on Reddit, somewhere in the dark web, somewhere in the world, on the universe, in the internet. And yes, there are men that do like to be made fun of as a kink. It's real. If you find that kind of man and he's into that, cool. Establish that in early stages. But if you see a man that actually wants to have something with you, please be honest with each other from the start. From the start. Day one. And let it unravel the way it has to. I'm serious. It's not that difficult. It's not that difficult to be like, I'm looking for a financially rich guy. Simple. It's really not. It's really not that hard to be honest. And be honest about it. But the point still stands. You heard me read the stats. Now I can tell you now. It was firearms, suffocation, suffocation, poisoning, and other methods of how suicides happened in 2020. What were the main causes? And firearms was number one, as you heard. Like I said, I will be attaching the links below in the description for anything. If you or someone you know is going through something, they need a lending hand, some help, fine. I will put that information. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell anyone. You can keep that to yourself and handle among, just get the help you need in private. I respect that. Not my business. Not my business to judge either. And I won't. But I will be putting that information below, just in case you or someone you know might need it. That's it. That's all there is to it. And now, before the men come at me, thinking that they're invincible, thinking that, oh, I'm a man, I don't need to talk about my emotions, I don't know, fuck bitches, get money, this shit's so stupid. And before y'all even come at other men for speaking, for even to dare to speak on topics of mental health, and why the patriarchy is pointless, and how it has hurt and honestly killed men, I am also here to tell you that as someone who has had suicidal thoughts before, you listening to this, I am personally here to tell you that just because you're a man with a schlong does not fucking mean you are invincible from your inner feelings, your emotions, your traumas, your everything else in between. You cannot opt out of these emotions. This isn't fucking HBO Max that you want to cancel, okay? You are no above any other person. You aren't. Just because you were raised the way that you were, just because you were raised to think that, oh, no man in my family has ever talked about their emotions and they're fine, I really want you to think about that. And I know that's a very common thing for men, immigrant men especially. Okay? I am literally able to tell you right off the bat. That's how it is. All right? The struggle to provide has done nothing but put so much pressure on unnecessary men. Or no, unnecessary pressure, sorry. Unnecessary pressure on men. Like, have you guys not seen those type of men that are all over the news when they're in their 70s and they're out working, and that's viewed as, you know, an idol. That's viewed as role model. That's viewed as strong. No, the fuck it's not. That man should be in his own place. If he chooses to, if he doesn't want to, that's fine. There are men, or there are people that choose not to retire. That's cool. I'm not here to tell you that you should. But y'all idolize people for being in their late 70s, especially men. I have seen, do you know how many men in LA, where I live, that are out in the street, in the heat, in the cold, no matter what season it is, they're there. Especially during the summer, especially. They are selling, you know, frutas, like whatever the case, they sell you elotes and all that stuff. Don't you think that those men are tired? Don't you think that's the case? Don't you think that's what the situation is? And what's the reason? The undying need to provide. Even when the man is old and gray and should be retired and should not have to work. I have seen it. And I know that you listening to this too. Maybe you listening to this are thinking of your own father that's an immigrant from wherever they may be from. I know I'm thinking of my dad. Okay. I don't want to start crying. Holy fuck. But I'm just saying, like, that shouldn't be idolized, yo. That should not be fucking idolized. It's not. Wow. Okay. Didn't mean to go there. See, this is what happens when we're honest, you guys. That we talk about these things. That we are honest and we talk about it. You guys should not normalize working after 70. Like, for real. Like, that's not okay. But I'm here to tell y'all, as a woman that has seen it all, really. And I'm also here to tell y'all that if you're a man listening to this, thinking that you're fucking invincible, you're not. Humble yourself. Seriously. You are no better than the person sitting next to you listening to this. You are no better than any person you run into at the grocery store today. You are no better. And you are not invincible. Really realize that. We as humans think that we're fucking invincible. It's like, well, I'm still alive at this age. No. You are not invincible. You could die tomorrow. I could die next week. Knock on wood, I have a lot to do still before that. But I'm just saying, there's a lot more to this life. And you shouldn't spend it tying yourself up with responsibilities that you cannot fulfill sometimes. It's okay to take that mental health day. It is okay to feel that you can't provide right now. Really, if you're a man, really. Like, I don't know how else to say it. Like, really, like, there is nothing else I can say. Like, I have said everything I needed to. And I'm not saying you should use those traumas and inner emotions and feelings that you haven't dealt with and treat other people badly. Oh, no. No, no, no. I'm not saying that. Hell no. You're not exempt from having those emotions and feelings and traumas. But it is your responsibility to do something about it, whether you do something bad or something good about it. You can live in that denial all you want, whether you choose to just be like, oh, I'm a man. I don't fucking cry. I don't tear up. Nah, during watching Marley and Me, I didn't shed a tear. Fuck that. Okay, Mr. Hardass. All right, hear me out. You're not as tough as you think you are. All right, even The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, can cry, all right? Even that man has emotions. The most jacked, huge, retired wrestler, I believe he used to be a wrestler. Even he can cry. Even he can cry. And hell, I know that man has. I love Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And he's also really gorgeous, but that's beside the point. And it's okay to struggle with, lashing out at people, all right? I'm not saying it's okay, but I am saying I understand it because I have been there, all right? And we are human beings. Sometimes we lash out on people when we don't mean to. They had nothing to do with the situation you're lashing out about. And I will be, if you recognize that, then congratulations, fucking lations. That's step one of realizing that's incorrect. It's real. I struggle with that. I do. I'll be the first to say it. I do. And I'm not proud of that. But also I'm aware that it's wrong. I'm aware that it's not right. I'm aware it's not okay to lash out on someone when it's not their fault. I realize that that's not okay. But realizing that is also important. Because there are people that really don't realize that. Sociopaths. Psychopaths. Those people. But if you're a man, I'm going to wrap this up. If you're a man and you want some more direction of what to do with this information and you're like, okay, I don't really being challenged a lot here, so I'm just gonna see what you have to say. All right, listen. Go onto whatever social media platform you prefer. Apparently Instagram is the biggest one. I don't know why, but it still is. Go on Instagram, go on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts and subscribe to me first, but also go look up Man Enough Podcast. Should be with Justin Baldoni and his two other hosts. And please get on the topic of learning about Justin Baldoni. And this goes for just not men, but everyone. Justin Baldoni, I will finish this episode with him because I feel like he needs to be touched upon. Because I really believe that man is going to help men in so many ways. And he has. I have listened to every episode he has ever had. I have listened to him talk about so many things. He has been the most vulnerable man on social media. As an actor, as an author, as a podcaster, whatever the case may be. That man has been nothing but honest about his feelings as a man. The shit he has been through. The way and stories he has told about him and his relationship with his wife when they were just dating versus when they were married and had kids, etc. Follow him, Justin Baldoni, and I will put his info. I will. I'm not afraid, y'all. I love him, and I actually do want to read his book, even though I really don't read, but I definitely want to check out his book because honestly, it's probably the only one book I'll actually tolerate. And he has made two books, actually, now. His recent one just came out. And the title of the book is Boys Will Be Held Accounted for Their Actions. That's literally the title. Or along those lines. Justin Baldoni. You can watch his TED Talk. And I love that TED Talk. You can listen to him on his podcast, Man Enough. You can follow him on Instagram, where he's also very woke and very, very talking about his emotions. He has done episodes where he does kind of a similar to the Red Table, but with all other men on a certain topic of all the things they've all experienced together as men on the table. That man has done nothing but provide resources for men to be vulnerable and honest with their emotions. And I will finish with this. One example he uses is when he is on his TED Talk, actually, where he posted super muscular pictures of himself, because I'm not gonna lie to you. I love Justin Baldoni because he's a very, very, very honest man about toxic masculinity, but also he's really hot. I'm just saying that's not the number one reason. That's not the number one reason why I love him. But the main reason is because I think that he's a great man and a great role model for men. But also he's just like a cherry on top. He's also really hot. But not my point. Not the point. He is a DILF, I will say, respectfully. But my point is that he did an experiment, he says, in his TED Talk. And long story short, a man replied to one or commented on one of his stuff. He's like, oh my God, that's so gay. That's so not masculine. Like, bro, are you even a guy? Like, just like kind of challenging Justin's like masculinity in that scenario on Instagram. And then Justin says, Mr. Baldoni, if you will, says, and he's like, you know what, in the TED Talk, he's like, okay, well, I was confused genuinely as to why I posted this and I received this feedback. So I DM'd the guy and I was like, yo, like, I'm here to be honest. Like, I'm not attacking you. I'm not here to message you and stupid shit. I'm here to be honest. Like, why are you mad that I posted this? What are you reacting to? Blah, blah, blah. And then eventually he's like, this guy that literally commented the most negative thing is like, nah, bro, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't mean to, blah, blah, blah. And then fast forward a couple months, I think it was something about his girlfriend, and this guy that was like most commenting on the most negative things, a couple months later or a little while passed, and then he DMs this guy, Justin Baldoni, back, and it's like, hey, I'm married now, thanks, you really changed my mind about stuff, thank you. If you're a man, go watch and listen to Justin Baldoni. I will provide all that information you need below. I love him. He is a great role model for all men, let alone people. Oh, God. I would love to be on that man's podcast. Maybe one day. A little collab, if you will. But I will conclude for today's episode, you guys. My dinner is almost here. But we're here to be honest and vulnerable and just realize that the patriarchy is truly the enemy, not the men. Just saying, you know. Whether you agree with me or not, just saying. But I will see you guys in a new episode, new week, next week. So much love, and please take care of yourselves. Stay safe, stay healthy, drink some tea, some coffee, whatever the case may be. It was a heavy episode today. If you listened to the whole thing, congrats to you. Bless your heart. So I will see y'all next Sunday, and take care, my fellow aliens. Bye.